Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Yours is here to share over 25 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you you can be. And now your host, Keisha Yours.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today, and bringing you radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And good afternoon, Valerie.
Hello, Keisha.
How are you doing today?
Good. We had quite a laugh before we came on air, so changed the energy up a little bit.
That's right, yeah. Yes, I found out that the radio hosts are sort of
teased
a bit by the board engineers in the background, so I'm stepping up my game.
We've never teased you.
No. A little lighthearted laughter at yourself, yes, is necessary in life.
Right.
It's very necessary, and you have to be willing, sure, to make mistakes.
Sure. Yes. Right? We're all fallible human beings.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you can't fall down and laugh about it and jump back up, there's a great Japanese proverb that says, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that too. And it took me a really long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
I didn't learn that until way into my adult life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't, and some people die not knowing it.
Yeah.
So, and actually my guest today talks a little bit about this.
In fact, quite a lot
about it. You've got to put yourself out there in order to find your edges and find where your boundaries are and where you're going to be challenged so you can stretch beyond your comfort zone, right?
Yes.
That's the only way you grow,
absolutely.
Right. So you guys can tease me behind my back. Better into my face, though, because then I know those areas that I'm supposed to grow in, right?
Well, we don't tease you. I don't have anything to tease you about. I really don't.
Well, I'm sure something will come up soon.
You've only said one bad word on the air.
Yeah.
And I missed that, so.
Yeah, you weren't even here. That's true. It wasn't really a bad word, but okay. Considered slang, and the FCC doesn't like it.
Yes, exactly. But I've had other hosts, man, they say a lot of bad words.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, and we tease them for quite a few months afterwards, yeah.
Well, one hand slap is enough for me. Thank you very much. So my guest today is Susan Harrow, who's a respected media coach, a PR and marketing expert, and the author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. Her clients have appeared on Oprah, 60 Minutes, CNN, and in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, People, O, Vanity Fair, and other big journals. They include Fortune 500 CEOs, celebrity chefs, reality TV stars, rock stars, entrepreneurs, coaches, speakers, and best-selling authors. And then people just like the rest of us, all who she helps to double or triple their businesses with PR, PR being public relations. You can get a free audio and transcript of how to become a 60-second soundbite genius at prsecrets.com. And she's here today to talk about why we need to speak in soundbites in order to get what we want in business and in life. Welcome to Healthy You Radio, Susan.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here, and I so agree with you about the fall down 7, get up 8. I think failure is the gateway to success.
Absolutely. Edison taught us that. So have many, many geniuses in the past, right?
Yes, and it's only through trying all of these different ways. And I mean, people talk about entrepreneurs too who try 100 ideas and one works. And I think it's the same way. It's even the same way with sound bites. Sometimes people think that your sound bites are what you say, your key messages of what you want to convey to the world need to come out whole and perfect the first time. But that's not the way it works. It's through conversation. It's through playing around. It's through just being able to speak stream of consciousness that those kinds of things emerge, the gems emerge, and then are crafted from that sort of, it's like getting a big lump of clay and then seeing the face emerge.
You know, it's very true. And the way that you write that about kind of sculpting from the clay is exactly, I'm writing a book right now. And
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And it's interesting how you just sort of do a mind dump onto the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you carve away what looks like a...
Yeah, that's called writing.
Yeah.
And the carving away is called editing. And they're not
right.
The same thing.
They are not the same thing at all. And I'm married to a professional editor. And when I send him material, I know there's going to be a slash and burn, and I welcome it. You know, it's like, okay, this is what's going to need to happen, because, of course, every thought that comes out of my head is supposed to be a gem, not.
No. It's through that, I think, that dropping down into the unconscious. What I found with my clients over the past 20 years is that it's when they're relaxed and not thinking that the stories actually, and this has been true for everyone, Keisha, which is so fascinating, the stories come out whole and perfect just as they are, and they don't need editing.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? So we all really have that gift to drop down and really to be able to convey exactly what it is we mean on the deepest levels. We all have that ability, and it's through practice that we develop it.
And I think also knowing your audience is another important factor, isn't it?
It is, because what you want to do is to gear what you say to your specific audience so you touch them.
Right.
And you do need to know your audience and know what they need and where their pain is in order to show them the relief that you have for their pain.
So this show, Healthy You Radio, is about bringing information to people so they can make really informed choices, because this is the information age and there's a lot out there. And it's to be empowered, you know, it really is about empowerment. And so as I became familiar with your work, I realized that the things that you write and teach actually have to do with life in general and not so much, geared just towards business. And there's so many women in particular, and this is men and women, but women in particular that come into my clinic. I have an integrative medical clinic in Issaquah, and they're ill because they've never learned to speak their needs, to really stand up for what they believe. They've got everybody else's agendas running.
I'm really happy you said that, because first of all, when I was running the book, Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, through HarperCollins, the first thing that my editor said was, Susan, this isn't a lifestyle book.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, actually, you know what it is? And one of my favorite quotes from Amazon is actually from a magazine editor telling me that she used it as a parental guide.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's really wonderful when we can integrate all of these things into our life, and what Gandhi said is, my life is my message. So really being able to do that. And what you say about women is so true, that what I find, and I was just media training one of my clients who's going to be on Terry Gross, NPR, and Science Friday, and was interviewed by Fast Company. I was just media training her, and she said, you know, I'm so trained to be the good girl and to answer the questions literally. And I said, that's one thing that we're working on, is that you're never going to answer a question literally. You answer it with the information you want your audience to know. And then the second part of that was, not only just was she polite, but she was schooled in that kind of politeness. But like what you said, in terms of women always putting other people first, part of the training in sound bites is to actually, you know, say what you want within the sound bite to put out into the world so people can give it to you.
Oh my gosh. This is, Valerie knows, I've had some discussions on air about different types of people, where your stories come from in childhood, how you learned how to get the love that you desired when you were a kid. And we all have a different framework that we develop of what we decided, you know. And the person that you're describing right now is the person that I am, which is the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
The one that decided very, very young that... this framework I'm talking about is called the Enneagram, and it's a way of really understanding where you stand in your universe and how you get your needs met, and that two personality is the one that puts everybody else's needs first and then gets resentful in the end.
And that is a very common thing for women. It also is for men too, but in a different way. I mean, men, it manifests sometimes in over-aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with women, it acts with the sort of shrinking, but the asking for what you want is not inbred in us as women. And maybe we should just back up for a second and just say, you know, what are sound bites?
That was my next question.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. What are sound bites?
Because, what are sound bites?
Because this sounds like a great tool for people that don't know how to ask what they want to
people,
learn.
You know, we're talking about it in the culture all the time, but what I love, and Mark Twain said something, and I've taken it to be a great meaning for sound bites, which is, a minimum of sound to a maximum of sense. So sound bites are your key points, or your messages that you want to get out in the world this is my definition, that you, that the key messages that you want to convey to get what you want personally and professionally in life. So that means whatever audience you're talking to, your tribe, your ideal audience, you're saying the exact things that they need to know to buy or buy into what you're selling, your business, book, product, service, or your cause, or whatever that is. I mean, it's everything from meetings to meeting a mate to getting your kids to picking up their clothes to being on the media and being able to say something that's going to inspire your audience to want to connect with you more deeply and become loyal fans for life. that's really what we're going for in sound bites. So what they are, they consist of stories, of anecdotes, of facts, of statistics, of vignettes, and one-liners. So you should have a whole mix of those in a conversation, and they should be delivered in a conversational way.
Mm-hmm. And you work with people to develop this, and you were telling me off air before the show started that you have a webinar coming up on this very subject.
I do. It's a 5-week webinar where we're going through the whole soundbite system for success to train you so everything you do, say, are, and think from your words to your website are in alignment before you promote anything that you are, even in the media or even when you go to a meeting. So it's really based on how you're going to speak to the audience that you want to connect with in a way, saying the right thing with the right tone to the right person at the right time. Mm. And what I found, when I just finished one class, is what I found is something really surprising, is that people were using this for their relationship.
Yes.
People had transformative experience in terms of their confidence to be able to say, you know, now I feel calm and confident. I may not be able to do sound bites perfectly, and that's not what it's about, but now I have the beginning of how to converse and how to practice, because everybody gets matched up with a soundbite buddy, too, so they get to actually practice this in real life. And sometimes at first, you know, people resist that, and then they get their soundbite buddy. And we had one woman who traveled to Lebanon, and she didn't want to miss her meeting with her soundbite buddy. She was doing a seminar in Lebanon, so they Skyped.
Mm.
Yeah, because they did not want to miss their even one time of practicing soundbite buddy to soundbite buddy while
Wonderful.
She was in Lebanon.
Wonderful. So how do people find you to sign up for this webinar?
They can go to prsecrets.com, and what they should do right now, because the webinar isn't even up yet, it's going to be up next week, but it's April 27th, but what they can do right now to get alerted is to get a free audio and transcript called Be a Soundbite Genius and Be a 60-Second Soundbite Genius. So that's right on the homepage and the little burst to the right. So they can just sign up for that, and then they can get started on their soundbites right away by listening to that teleseminar and get the transcript of that so they can get started then. And then they'll be alerted to when the webinar is. And they can also join my e-zine, which has plenty of tips and techniques to promote themselves with integrity and spirit.
All right. We have to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's find out about that, promoting yourself with integrity and spirit, because the name of your book is Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, so that's got to contain some integrity in there. We'll find out how these business rules that Susan Harrow has come up with actually apply to life in general and in our culture and society of today. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to Health You Radio. We'll return in a moment. Keisha Ewers, you've heard me talk a lot about toxins lurking in your family's water supply on this show. You probably drink bottled water to ensure you're drinking fresh, right? Well, why not eliminate all that plastic too, plus the toxins? You can have cleaner water, save cash, and bottle your own water with home water filtration from Pacific Northwest Filters. PNWfilters.com can help you protect your family's health and save you money. PNWfilters.com has convenient under-the-counter water filters and systems for your entire house. These safe, be smart, and check out pnwfilters.com.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seat of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you call now, you will receive a signature chakra balancing treatment to go along with your colon hydrotherapy session, free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free, if you call now. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program.
or call 425-391-3376 today.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic Full Body Detox Program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma Detox Program and continued to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today. 425-391-3376. Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free. Not valid with other offers.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Even your emotions have an echo and so much space.
And welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. You're joining me today for a radio that empowers you to heal you. And if you can't find us on your dial here at 1150 AM KKNW Alternative Talk every Monday through Wednesday at 1 PM, you can find us on Facebook, live streaming right off the internet on your computer there at work. Or you can find us on healthyyouradio.com. Just click on the Listen to the Show Live tab. Or you can go onto the archive shows and podcast us and take all this really wonderful information from the world's experts and leaders and take it wherever you're going 24/7. Always something there to learn. That's what you love about your job, right, Valerie?
Because I learn something every day.
Yeah.
I would say
something new
every day.
Constantly every day because of what you do. It's so neat.
I know. It really is. I'm thankful to have a job like this.
Yeah, it's really good. And I do too because I have patients coming in all day. And
sure.
My guest today, I'm sure, also has the same experience. Mm-hmm. My guest today is Susan Harrow, who's the author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. Welcome back to the show, Susan.
Yeah, I like that you said, too, about learning every day, because that's what I feel like happens with my clients as well,
mm-hmm.
with both in the group media coaching and the soundbite course, as well as my private clients, is that I take on people who I know that I can learn from.
Yes.
And that are fascinating to me, and it has to be like that perfect match of being able to believe in what they're doing and also learn from them something that's of interest to me.
So that is how I find guests for the show. It's always very selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I think, oh, I really want to learn this, and then I pass it on to our listeners. So it's really nice. It's a great medium for that. So before we went to break, we were talking about sound bites, and I'll have you recap for anyone that's just tuning into the show about what a sound bite is and what it has to do with beyond business, what it has to do with life, relationships, communication, and even parenting, as you noted in the last segment.
I did. So sound bites are the key messages that you want to convey to your audience, and they're made up of stories, statistics, facts, vignettes, anecdotes, and one-liners, and a mix of those in a casual conversational way. Never read your sound bite. When I train clients both privately and in the sound bite course, I tell them it's much better to be natural than to be slick, because we hate people who are perfect and we want to knock them off their pedestal. So you don't want to be perfect. So you don't ever want. I just heard somebody on the radio the other day, and I could hear that they were reading, and I thought, you know, we're not listening to the radio to hear people read. We're listening to the radio to hear people talk, mm-hmm. and communicate, and connect.
Connect, I think
and
that's the word.
Really,
yeah,
the thing E.M. Forrester says, only connect. And mm-hmm. that's what we're doing. We're connecting one-on-one, you and I talking. Then we're connecting to hundreds and then millions of people. But you only need to connect one-on-one. Like I remember in my Aikido, I'm taking Aikido now at 54. I started Aikido, right?
Mm-hmm.
To Japanese martial art, and one of the things that we were talking about is how to defend against multiple attackers. And the founder, O-sensei, says, think of one attacker as all attackers, because you see, it's the same principle. When you connect with one person, you are connecting with everyone. And so it's actually one mind. And therefore, you can read every move. And it's the same thing with people. You just need to connect one-on-one with your host. And if you think that's not so scary as thinking about there are millions of people watching me. So you're connecting one-on-one, and everybody feels that connection. And they say they're having a great time, and it extends to everyone else. And that's how people become interested in you and inspired to buy your business book, product, service, or cause.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does, and it's interesting because I was in Peru, and I studied shamanism down in the Andes down there, and it's so interesting because the shamanic teacher I was with, his name's Puma, he said the very same thing. Not attacker, though. But,
right. Well, you know, I mean, this was, right. You know, in a martial
but
setting.
But you can apply that to everything. You know, you think of the one as the all. And whenever you connect, and he was talking about connecting also, whenever you connect with any higher being, or if you connect with any person on a higher self level, you're connecting with everyone that's in that same vibrational rate across the universe.
And that's right.
It's a beautiful way of thinking about things.
It is. And that there is no separation, that is really...
Right.
An illusion. But it's the same thing, what I told my sensei is it's the same thing when you're speaking in a group. You only need to connect with one person, even if there are hundreds or thousands there, and everyone else will feel it. So it's that same principle.
So you talk about, you know, sound bites a lot. And what is the most important thing to remember before you even open up your mouth to speak in a sound bite way?
It's to be naked.
Mm.
It's to give yourself permission to be seen. Because in the 20 years I've been working with people to promote themselves with integrity and spirit, the number one issue that people have is relaxing and being themselves. And that seems really ironic because who else could you be? I mean,
anyone else.
Who else could you be? Oscar Wilde says, be yourself, everyone else is taken.
Yeah.
Right? So
right.
They think that they need to be the pumped up Hollywood version of themselves, but that's actually not true. What we crave and what we crave from you is truth and authenticity. It's pulling back the veil so we can actually see who you are. And it's allowing those mistakes to happen visibly for other people too, and to be able to move with those mistakes. It's not important that you make a mistake, or if you make a mistake, what's important is people seeing how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually doesn't matter what happens.
And that's where the word integrity comes in that we were talking about before we went to break. If you have integrity and you're always living in the space of authenticity, and I kind of think of it as a stream if you're in the flow, then you're going to reach other people's kernels in their own hearts of authenticity and integrity. And it doesn't matter if you make a mistake then, because everyone will recognize themselves in you. You've just given them permission for it to be okay that they make mistakes.
It's true. And it's so true about, you know, I remember when I was doing a media tour for Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, and I was in the middle of breaking up in a relationship, a very difficult, I loved two men at the same time, and I had to choose between them. It was one of the most difficult things in my entire life. And what I found was, since I was so cracked open, that people were particularly receptive to me because they could feel that I couldn't shield myself at that point. For people, much as of course you want to be, you know, when you're on tour, you want to be professional. It wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that some of the most moving things happen. And in fact, a woman who heard me speak those 10 years ago called me up the other day and said, I remember we spoke, and we spoke so frankly about what was going on in our lives at that time. And you told me when I was ready to connect, to move on to a bigger level, to call you. So I'm calling you.
Hmm.
Isn't that wild?
No, it's actually pretty much how it goes. You never know where those seeds that you plant are going to be. You just don't. How they're going to grow and when they're going to come to harvest. So that's really wonderful. And that happens in my clinic too. You know, I'll tell somebody something, and then sometimes I never see them again because I've gotten a little too close to where they're willing to go. And then they'll come in 3 years later and say, you know, 3 years ago you told me this.
Yeah, and it took those 3 years probably to digest it.
Yeah, and it's taken me this long to be willing to make that change.
Yeah.
So,
but they heard it, and you're right, you planted the seed. And,
right.
And I remember somebody saying, I think it was a Buddhist nun who said, plant your seeds, but don't dig them up to see how they're doing.
Mm.
Because I think sometimes we're all really impatient.
Sure.
Myself included.
Yeah.
And we plant our seeds and we dig them up. And then we don't allow them to come to fruition. So I'm trying to take my own advice, which is not easy. You know?
That's really beautiful. So there's an interesting thing that you talk about in your book that's discovering what's holding you back. And so when we talk in terms of creating the life that we want to live, speaking our truth, asking for what we need in ways that works for other people to hear, and planting seeds, we have barriers inside of ourselves that keep us from living a fully, what I call, out loud life.
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
What are some of the barriers?
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest barrier of all is, I remember someone in one of my learning annex classes who became a client and good friend who said, what do you think the difference is between people who are really successful and not? And I said, I think that the people who are really successful feel loved.
Mm.
And I know people always say, you know, you have to love yourself first, but that's not really an easy place to start. It really is. It's true, but it's much easier if someone else is loving you from the outside and shows you the way.
Mm-hmm.
The other half of that, I think the opposite is true. People who don't feel loved, who are out there looking for love in a very strong way, who are striving and looking for attention and validation, are also very successful. It's two ends of the same spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think bears, you know, examination and practice. And like speaking your soundbite, it is a daily practice. It's a daily practice of recognizing what is positive about yourself and what can shift. And the same thing I recommend, like with the client I was telling you about who's about to, you know, do this national tour, who's a little bit too polite. One of the things that I advised her and advise all of my personal clients too is every interview that you do, listen and say and write down and really think about what you did well and then what you want to shift for the next time, because you can shift anything in the moment. It's not even the next time. If you are in the middle of an interview or in the middle of a fight with someone or in the middle of a meeting, and you've said something that you regret or you've done something that you wish you hadn't, you let that go in the moment because it's gone. It's done. It's over. You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on to the next moment and change right there. So this process of change is very gradual. It's like letting that seed take root and be patient with it, but water it.
And another thing that you talk about in that particular section of your book is being aware that people will criticize you. The more that you're seen, the more you're open for criticism. And we were talking about that, you know, Valerie and I kind of joking about at the beginning of the show. And some people are more willing to be able to be like a duck and letting that roll off their backs, and then others take it in.
I'm not a good
deeply.
Duck.
Yeah, I'm not a good duck either.
Even though all of these years, and I've been criticized, you know, lots, I'm still not a duck.
No.
And I wish I were, but I have a couple of criteria that I recommend for people who, you know, when somebody's criticized you. First of all, don't try to shield yourself against it. Just let it go. First of, you know, when somebody says something mean, don't take it personally, because lots of times it's really about their worldview. It's not about you at all. That's often true. So you don't try to stop it. You let it go, let it pass, take a breath. And then what you ask yourself is, first of all, if it's somebody in person, I ask a question, you know, what did you mean by that? Because sometimes we interpret things in ways that
absolutely.
We have no idea. You know, can you say more about that? Be
right.
Open about it. Say, I wonder what you mean by that. Can you say more about it? Being open about it. But then the second thing is that you have to look at the person and say, who is speaking this? Are they a crazy person?
Mm.
You know, who is the source? And is this someone that I listen to? Then the third question is there any part of this that's true that mm-hmm. I can then take away and work on in myself? Because mm-hmm. if it wounds, probably there's something to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it bears examination, not right there and necessarily in the moment. I'm not saying you do this right then and there, because you need to deal with it in the moment. But the best way to deal with criticism in the moment is to be curious about it.
You know, it's interesting because criticism, like if my clinic receives criticism, for example, that used to be just a knife in my heart. It was, oh no, someone did something wrong at the clinic and now there's, you know, somebody's out there is unhappy and what can I do to make them happy? When I learned about the Enneagram, I understood. I said, oh, this is why I'm not a good duck, you know, because of the way that my brain is hardwired for, you know, getting my needs met. And so I think being aware of where you are on your path is really good too. You know, who are you and how comfortable are you with yourself so that you can then reach out. I think the word that you were talking about is clarity and curiosity, asking in a curious way, you know, what this person, where they're coming from, and then it makes it easier for you to leave it at their doorstep if that's where it belongs, or to take any kind of, you know, the positive part out of it that can make you be better. And I think you've got to be really comfortable in yourself to be able to do that. And so it's those kinds of things that I now, whenever I get a criticism, you know, professionally, I just say, oh, good, it's an opportunity to learn. But that took a long time.
Yeah, it's a long process.
That's a long process.
And then there are always people who can get there under your skin, too. What does somebody say about parents? Why can parents press your hot button so fast? Because they installed them.
Yep, that's true.
Isn't it true?
So true.
And there's other people that feel like they've installed them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then usually you marry the person that can dance on them the hardest. Right?
Oh, how funny. How funny that is. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. So Harville Hendrick's work, you know, in Getting the Love You Want, he talks about that as a very subconscious thing that you do to heal up the wounds that you have from the people that installed those buttons. That's why you marry someone that can push them so well.
You can continue that work
you
when
continue
your parents
the
aren't
work.
Around.
Exactly.
Oh, happy day.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So we have to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll talk about some of the publicity secrets of spiritual masters. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. We'll return in a moment.
Are you ready to find balance in your life? Sometimes life can be challenging on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Visit Fern Life Center and let Keisha Ewers, ARNP, an integrative medical specialist, design a detoxification program that fits your unique needs, body type, and lifestyle. One size does not fit all, and detoxing can potentially be harmful if not done properly. Enter Fern Life Center's detoxification and Panchakarma program and come out with a new lease on life, feeling more energetic, peaceful, and lighter. Call Fern Life Center today and find out what transformation feels like. Call 425-391-3376 and make an appointment with Keisha today. Mention this ad and get a free steam in their unique detoxifying herbalized cedar steamer with any regular massage. Lighten up your body, mind, and spirit. You're worth it. Go to fernlifecenter.com and sign up for Keisha's free monthly newsletter and you can keep up with the latest health tips, seasonal recipes, words of wisdom, and get your questions answered in her advice column.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle. Not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Keisha Ewers has over 25 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's immune-boosting tips for free. Beat the flu season naturally. Most insurance plans accepted.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. You're joining me today for radio that empowers you to heal you. And our guest today is Susan Harrow, who's the author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. And can we dub you the queen of the sound bites, too?
I love that.
Okay, there we go.
My Twitter name is Soundbite Siren.
Siren. Oh, I like Soundbite Siren of the sound bites. That's nice. So just for people that are dialing in at the right now, just kind of listening into the show, let's go back and say what a soundbite is.
A soundbite is the key messages that you want to convey to your specific audience that you're speaking to in that moment. And they consist of stories, statistics, facts, vignettes, anecdotes, and one-liners, and they're spoken in a conversational way, not read off the page, but spoken in a way that even if you've said them a million times, it sounds like you're saying them for the first time.
So,
but you know why I want to say that, Keisha, too?
What?
Because we want something that's fresh and new. We don't want to hear something that you've told people before. Even if you have, change it up. Make it fresh. Make it right for the audience that you're speaking to. And that does take practice. But that's why I say it's much better to be spontaneous than it is to be scripted.
I agree. And Valerie can vouch for our favorite guests are the ones that do not have a script in front of them. Isn't it cumbersome
yes.
in your job if you have people that are reading?
Yes, because we see that all the time in radio.
You can tell, can't you?
Oh, it completely. And I remember one interview that Keisha did a while back. This gentleman was so nervous and he had all of his points just laid out for him. And you could tell. And it was really hard to get through that interview.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these
I kept trying to bounce him out of the script, you know, and talk to him and have him be natural, but not everybody
right.
has that ability. And again, you know, it takes different folks, different strokes. And so
yeah.
I think what you do for a living is really good because you help people get that ability, right?
That's right. I mean, so it really is about people being able to be comfortable verbally. Mm-hmm. So yes, if you want to write that down, that's great. And it's to come to the place where you're so practiced that you feel so comfortable with your information that you can feel free to be spontaneous. So it's really the three P's that are so important are plan, prepare, and practice so you can be free to be spontaneous. So you have to go through those stages, those three stages, in order to really set the foundation for your sound bites. So you can get to the place of freedom.
Oh my gosh, I used to, we talked before we came to this last break and I promised that we were going to talk about your tips for that secrets that are publicity secrets of spiritual masters. And the reason I particularly liked this chapter is because included in there is running toward your fears. And Valerie, you weren't with me when we first started the show, were you?
Oh,
Benny
no.
was.
Right.
But our board engineer, when I very first started Healthy Year Radio, can attest, I looked white as a sheet and I felt like I was going to throw up every time I got behind the microphone. And I was such an introvert, really. I couldn't speak to more than two people without flushing red in my face. It
that's
was just
so sweet. And
yeah, not sweet if you're inside of the body that's doing
no,
it.
No, I know.
And so I realized, okay, I had a fear of heights when I was a child and I went skydiving when I was 19 and I got over it. So what do I need to do to get over this one? That means pick up the microphone. And what I had to realize is, what is it that, this is the motivation part, right? Like, what is motivating me to be so frightened of people? What's happening there? Oh, I care what they think about me. So if you can release that and just say, I'm here to be of service. I'm here to convey a message for people to learn. It's not about me. It's about the information. It just immediately took all that away.
Yeah, and it's actually not even, and I'm so thrilled that you came to that insight, because it's actually not even about the information. It's really even deeper than that, because it's your presence that's most important to people. it's your presence. It's that kind of direct transmission of who you are, that we assess who you are in less than 3 seconds. And that's the most important thing. And really then what comes out of your mouth after that is really essential. Because you know what? I was in a conversation with a publicist this very morning, and she said, Susan, do you ever find that there are people that are completely untrainable, you know, that they just can't do it? And I said, Nancy, do you know what it is? It's the quality that they are as a person, because they bring all of the sum of their experiences, and they bring whatever they, who they are, you know, and how they treat the neighborhood dog to the table. Mm. And that's what we see immediately. And it's particularly, we can see it particularly on TV too, when we can see the whole person. We get you in 3 seconds. We know exactly who you are. So the words are almost incidental. And that's coming from a sound, you know, somebody who loves words and works with sound bites, because I work with people on their presence, on their presence of mind, as well as their presence of being, because they're really two parts of this and two sides of the same coin. It's who you are as a person as it on a daily basis, and then how you respond to that. So what I love about what you said is that it is about switching the psychology to, it's not about what people think about you, but it's what you're giving to your audience. And when you can think about, what does my audience need to know, and how can I help? Those are really the two essential questions to ask yourself in any situation. And that goes for the sound bites in a meeting or meeting a mate, as well as a media interview. So it's, what does my audience need to know, and how can I help? So therefore, you're not thinking about, is somebody staring at me? Do they like me? Is what I'm saying landing? You're asking, can I speak to this person in such a way that they can hear me and take away the gift that they need in the moment? And that changes everything.
Yes, it does. It really does. We have to take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of the publicity secrets of spiritual masters and more. The rich and famous that Susan counsels and coaches into media attention, and how that applies to our lives. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. We'll return in a moment.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle. Not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376.
Meditation heals and vitalizes both mind and body. Learn this wonderful art with world-renowned meditation instructor Ajayan Boris in the Effortless Mind Meditation Classes. The Effortless Mind Meditation Classes offer a direct experience of exceptionally deep meditation, accessible to anyone. Call the Fern Life Center today, 425-391-FERN. The effortless mind. So easy, anyone can do it.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy Year Radio. This is Keisha Yours, and joining me today is Susan Harrow, who's the author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. I had a little pause there as we were coming back on because my daughter is singing that song because she's auditioning for X Factor this next week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's auditioning. She's only 13.
Oh, that's great. Good for her. Talk about
getting out there.
Yeah.
Isn't that fierce
courage?
That's
brave. Yeah.
I know. Coming from the, you know, the mother that was introverted at her age, it's just remarkable. And I love it. It's so exciting.
Great.
So exciting. I've been hearing that song.
Yeah.
Being flung through my house, though.
I love this song. It's one of my hits right now. Yeah. I love it.
Well, welcome back to the show, Susan.
Thank you.
Well, we've been talking about sound bites because we've now dubbed you the siren of sound bites. And off air, we were talking a little bit about communication styles of today as opposed to one of my heroes, Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, visiting his home is such a remarkable throwback of history, and you kind of look and say, wow, just a whole different pace was lived in those days. He had a room for every single one of his interests. This was ADHD on steroids, and it was supported, and it was encouraged, and it was celebrated, right? And he would just go from one room to the next, and he had a timetable that he would use to devote a certain amount of time to each one of those interests. And then the letters that he would write, beautiful, prolific letters. And so Valerie had asked you what you thought about our communication style and pace of today and what you think. I'd love to have you talk about that on air.
Well, you know, 3 minutes used to be the, people would say, oh my God, we only have 3 minutes to communicate what we want. And now it's really 3 seconds, and our attention span has shrunk to the size of a tweet.
Mm.
So we really need to make meaning in a moment. And that's one of the reasons why I created the new course, Your Signature Soundbite, How to Convey the Right Messages to Get What You Want, because one of the things, I just completed a course, and one of the things that people struggled with most was how to capture the things that made the most difference to them that they wanted to convey to their audience, and how to say it in a way that people's eyes did not glaze over. Mm-hmm. And that was what, you know, because people experimented. One of my clients stood in line at the Mac store to get the new iPod, and she said she was trying her elevator speech, and people's eyes would glaze over.
Mm.
And I said, that's great feedback, and what can you learn from that? That was not an interesting way to tell people what you do, so let's try it another way. And part of that is that kind of experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really important today, in today's culture, is number one, a headline, something that you say that's going to get people media attention, so they're going to listen to the rest of what you say.
Mm.
And so we now need to be much more conscious in every area of headlining our thoughts, saying the most important thing first so people don't change the channel or switch their attention.
I'm terrible with that. I want to give people so much information, so my blogs are just packed. I have an encyclopedic blog on my website because it's there. I mean, it fills the purpose I want it to be there for. It's for my patients. It's for them to really get the stuff that I do not have time to talk about in their appointment that their insurance is paying for.
But I think people really need their information now in smaller and smaller blocks.
Yeah, I'm terrible about
so
that.
Even though you're giving them lots of information, if it's broken up into smaller blocks, and mm-hmm. what we do in the Signature Soundbites course is we train to modular soundbites. Here's one little block. If you have time, you can add this block. If you have more time, you can add this next block. And what that does is gives you time, like you as a host, to interrupt. If you interrupt and I have not finished one block, I can finish it. And then if we want to continue the conversation, I can continue on that block or choose to take the conversation in a different manner. I think one of the key things, too, which I just told a brand new client because she said, oh, I just had a radio interview and the guy asked really detailed questions. He wasn't very good. And I said, it's great that you got that interview. I said, because it doesn't matter what he asks you. It's only important that you decide that you tell your audience what you need to know, what mm-hmm. they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's entirely 100% your responsibility. your image, how you're portrayed, how you show up in the media or in your home or anywhere is your responsibility 100%.
Yeah.
No matter what another person says to you, or we were talking about people being mean to us, it doesn't matter if somebody's mean to us. It's how we choose to respond in the world in the moment. And the training thereof that happens when we start to get more and more experience with that.
And there's the bottom line to stress, because everyone's going to have stress in their lives. It's how you react to it is the big thing. And that's what I'm treating every day at Fern Life Center, is their responses people have made to stress over a period of years, and now what's left over in their bodies.
That's right. And then how to shift that response to create new neural pathways. It's the same exact thing.
And you always have a choice.
Yes, you do, even if it doesn't seem like you do.
Right. Mm-hmm. So share with us one of your top secrets that you use to train the famous clients and thought leaders that you have that we can put into practice.
One of my clients recently was really afraid that she didn't have all of the answers and that she was going to be challenged strongly on some of the information that she had. She's a top journalist, and her book is getting out there to a lot of really top-tier places, and she was terrified that she was going to get a question that she wouldn't answer. So I taught her transition to the information that you know, because you always want to get your audience only focused on what you want them to know. That's number one. And then number two is, for thought leaders, it's not about the answers that you have or the knowledge that you share to be put on the spot. That's not important. What's important for a thought leader, and for some of my famous clients, is to ask the hard questions to inspire us to think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about asking the questions, not having every answer, and when you don't have an answer, to transition to the information that you do know. Mm. And that's really key. And therefore, we're always focused in our center. We're always focused in our strong place. And we're always focused in an area where we can help others. And that's what my famous clients know. That's what the people who I train, who are thought leaders, know, or I train them. They know it, but it's about training to be able to do that on a consistent basis, every interview, every moment they're with their tribe.
Now, you talked about doing this with, you know, integrity and honesty, and, you know, we're talking about thought leaders. How do you recommend leaving a legacy?
Before I address that, you know what I thought? I thought, you know, you and I had a conversation offline that I wanted to address, because I think it's really important for the audience. Like, you told me you were going to ask me certain questions in my book, and I said, in my book, Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, and I said, God, I don't remember those. And part of leaving a legacy is that kind of day-to-day kind of honesty. You leave a legacy by building up a lifetime of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so you and I, we're back to what you and I were talking. I said, you know, you can ask me those questions. I don't necessarily have the answers, and I may not answer what's in the book. I will answer with something, however. I will answer with something that's going to give my audience something of what they really want to know. And that's really the only thing that's important. The audience would never know that I don't know that answer, or that you've asked me something that I have no clue for. And you said, you know, you already did that in the interview, and you're like, I didn't answer the answer that was in the book because, you know, I wrote my book 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And I don't remember what it is, but
well,
I gave
you
an
evolve.
Answer that I thought of in the moment.
Right, you evolve in your own consciousness and your own learning. And we have, you know, we've talked about this being not just in business and PR, it's also in life, and that's going to be the case with whoever you talk to. As you talk to them, if you answer with honesty and integrity, then that's where you're at, and you're living and you're walking the talk.
And you leave a legacy by, I think one of the most important things about leaving a legacy, and people talk about this quite a lot, there's a lot of lip service to it, but it really is being 100% in the moment with that other person, because
mm-hmm.
you never know where you're going to touch or change a life.
Right.
And, you know, I remember even being in college at UC Santa Barbara, and I used to run 10 miles a day, and I remember one woman that I didn't know came up to me, she said, I see you running every day, and she said, I really want to run, and I'm so unathletic. I said, walk for 1 minute a day, start there, walk mm-hmm. for 1 minute, and I said, and then build up, you know, walk around the block, then take yourself down to the beach, you know, walk on the beach. And I said, and build up 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes. I came back a year later. I didn't even remember this woman, and she found me again. She saw me there, and she said, I can't believe, she said, I'm running 10 miles a day.
Oh, that's
wonderful. This is a year later. So is that a legacy? I mean, it's a legacy.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's a legacy on how you touch people. You don't know how you're going to touch anyone in the moment, and that's why it's so important to have your sound bites down and to be able to speak what somebody needs to hear in that moment in their life, because you never know how it's going to make a huge shift for them.
You're dropping a pebble in the pond and seeing the ripples. You never know where those ripples are.
And you don't ever know where they're going to be. Yeah.
We have about 30 seconds left, Susan, so I would like to give you an opportunity for any final thoughts and to promote your webinar that's coming up.
Yeah, so my webinar, Speak in Soundbites to Get What You Want, is coming up on April 27th, and you can go to my website, which is prsecrets.com, like public relations, P-R-S-E-C-R-E-T-S, as in Sam.com, and click on the burst to the right that will give you a free audio on how to become a 60-second soundbite genius, and then I'll notify you when the course is ready. And that really, we're talking about how to get what you want, both personally
Susan,
and
we're out of time.
Oh,
we're
darn.
Out of time. So everybody go to that site. It starts on the 27th of April. Remember to live, love, laugh, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network, and have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us, Susan.